an Optus small business break on 2GB.
131-873, you're with Ben Fordham on 2GB. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. And as you may have just heard, we are at the moment going to be having a look at small business ideas and inspirational small business leaders, people who start small businesses that then become medium-sized businesses and some that become very, very large businesses. And I want to thank Optus because Optus's Believe Big campaign inspired this because they've got a number of ambassadors, including someone I'm going to talk to right now. But it's really about you. It's not about the people we're talking to. It's about you. And what we're going to try and do over coming weeks in this slot is to try and give you practical ideas to kickstart your business and to try and think about how you can reinvigorate what you're doing. Or if you've been sitting around dreaming about it, talking about it, chewing everyone's ear off about it, but you haven't got off your backside and made it happen, well, hopefully this might be the encouragement you need. Joining me in the studio is a young lady who's conquered America. I'm sure that she would probably see it as conquering America as opposed to doing it in the past tense. But it's an Aussie success story, and it starts in Port Macquarie, which I love. Samantha Wills turned a Bondi Beach market stall into an international fashion empire. And it started when she moved from Port Macquarie to Sydney in 2004. And like so many other people, she started a market stall. Hers was at Bondi Beach, and the products she was selling were handmade jewellery. And within a year, it went from a hobby on the side to a full-time job. And from there, her brand, Samantha Wills, has gone global. Her jewellery has been worn by a very impressive list of celebrities: Beyonce, Pink, Kate Hudson, Eva Mendes, Rihanna, and Katy Perry, just to name a few. In 2011, she was hailed as a breakout star by the New York Times. One fashion writer even called her, and I love this, Australia's biggest export since Vegemite. Samantha Wills, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Tell me you eat Vegemite, first of all.
I do.
Welcome home, by the way.
Thank you.
You're based in New York City.
I am.
But you are a Port Macquarie girl at heart.
Through and through. Mum and Dad are still there, so I get up to Port Macquarie every time I'm home.
This is all about giving people some inspiration business-wise, because so many people have got great ideas and so many people have thought about it and talked about it, but getting started is probably the biggest challenge. For you, it started at a stall at Bondi Beach. So you started small. Talk to me about those beginnings.
Absolutely. So I was 21 at the time and knew everything about nothing and just kind of like took that leap and threw everything I had at it and did it by myself for the first 3 years. I was a sole trader. Everything from hand making it to, you know, cleaning the office to selling it to, you know, I had fake employees that I'd be like, oh, please hold, I'll put you through to Jane and, you know, accounts receivable. But, you know, everyone's like, oh, you were so brave back then. I was like, I think I was just naive at, you know, 21. It's a really long road ahead and there's a lot that goes into it.
What was the moment that made you realise, hang on, this is getting bigger?
I think the turning point for me and my big break was Fashion Week in 2004. I took the spot, which was $500, and hoping to make one order back, and wrote $17,000 worth of orders. Had to hand make the jewellery within 2 weeks because I promised everyone a 2-week delivery, and quit my job the next day. And I was like, all right, this is a career. And that's when I think the penny dropped.
So you had to pay $500 what, so for your spot there to be able to sell stuff, didn't
Yes,
you?
I had to pay $500 and I had $90 in my bank account at the time. So it was like a whole week at the markets. So I was like, oh God, hopefully
did
you know
that
this
seem, Did the $500 seem like a lot of money at the time?
Absolutely. It was like sink or swim.
You hadn't studied business.
I hadn't studied business and I hadn't studied design.
You hadn't studied management either.
Nothing.
How did you know what to do? Was it trial and error?
I got to the point I was $80,000 in debt by the time I was 3 years in. I was drowning. It felt claustrophobic. It was isolating. It was all those things I think every small business owner knows. You know, I was just looking for a lifeline. And at that time, through a series of events, I met my now business partner who kind of came on board as the back end of the business. It was logistics. It was warehousing. He kind of, you know, set the commercials up to allow me to focus on what I was good at, which was branding and design.
Now, you've got to be trusting going into a partnership like that. How did you trust, or how did you know that you were trusting the right person and going in the right direction?
Look, I get asked that question a lot, and I think it's one of the hardest things about business and specifically about small business. But my overarching advice in that instance is instinct. Like, you know if it's right or wrong. If something doesn't smell right, it usually isn't.
How do you then take it to where we see you doing so well in New York?
A lot of people are like, oh, you're such an overnight success. I'm like, it took me 12 5 years to be an overnight success. And I think that branding is all about, you know, delivering that same message, and it's about integrity, and it's about those touch points. And I think that it's that consistency over time that, you know, builds these brands and builds these businesses. From the Samat the Wills business, there's been a million different touch points that has got us to where we are today. I guess the key ones were celebrity placement that really put us on the map globally. As you mentioned before,
how do you get to those people when you say celebrity placement? How do you get it to them?
So you work with publicists who essentially work in celebrity services, and then they will present your collection to stylists who then are styling celebrities. There's no guarantee. And you know,
do you give it to them?
You can gift it, or you can loan it. You know, collections come through season after season. If a celebrity wears it, obviously we're happy to gift it to them. I say there's three things in a successful celebrity placement. It's about the celebrity being like super, you know, in demand at the time. In our case, jewelry is quite hard to photograph, so it's about getting that winning shot. And the third one is having stock of the item, because if you get, you know, a placement and you're like, oh, but the stock's coming in 3 months, people have moved on from then. So they're the three key things, I think, for a success.
We're talking to Samantha Wills, who turned a Bondi Beach market stall into an international fashion empire. She's based in New York these days and back in Australia at the moment. 2016, you're turning over $10 million annually. So that $500 that you spend at Fashion Week, it doesn't seem all that much anymore, does it?
Paid off.
So you've been signed recently as an ambassador for Optus's Believe Big campaign, which is targeting small business. And I think this is terrific, because there are a lot of people out there having a crack. What would you say to anyone out there who's beginning their journey or having a few troubles in the early stages of their journey? Was there something you were told, or is there a philosophy that you adopt which has been a secret to your success?
It's about persistence, and it's about perseverance. And I think there's probably going to be more bad days than good days, especially in those early phases. And it's kind of like weathering the storm and, you know, keeping focused on what that end goal is. And I think one of the great things about Optus is they're really tapping into small business owners and the psyche of that, which is quite a rare thing. So they've got 24-hour hotline. So if you're up working at 3 o'clock in the morning, which you often are for small business, there's a dedicated support line there.
Last question, who would you love to see wearing Samantha Wills?
Obviously Ben Fordham.
No, come on. I'm serious.
I mean, Beyonce was pretty good. It's all the
list that we've got. Beyonce,
it is hard
to
top Beyonce. But you know what? I get just as excited as I do about seeing a celebrity wear it as I do a woman down the street.
Because that's true. You'd bump into people all over the place, right, and think, hang on, that's mine.
Yeah, and they've gone. Celebrities get gifted it or, you know, styled with it. But, you know, the girl on the street goes in and chooses it and pays for it. So I get most excited about her.
All right. Well, look, if you want to learn more about Samantha, SamanthaWills.com, you can have a look at her wonderful work there. Congratulations. We love hearing success stories. And I know that all of Port Macquarie is cheering for you, and we all are here in Australia as well. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Samantha Wills on Sydney Live.